Court, the movie podcast where Sean
and Mampy
watch shit, talk shit, and most importantly, eat shit. We are the law.
And guess what we saw?
Imaginary from Blumhouse.
You imagine that? Can you imagine? We saw.
Imagine. Airy. Starring.
Lady.
A bear.
A bear and a lady.
And a lady and a little girl. And a teen.
And an old lady.
Yes. Who you may remember from, Split? Isn't she in Split?
Oh, is she the Split lady?
Isn't she the... Am I making that up?
I never saw it, so you're guessing.
You've not seen Split?
Uh-uh, never seen it.
It's,
Oh, wait. I'm thinking of Splice. I have seen Split.
Splice Rules, too. Both of those are great.
Okay.
Double feature, Split Splice.
Split Splice.
I have maybe already told this story on the show, but I took... someone Ooh. To see Splice.
Okay.
And I won't spoil it, but there are parts in it that are deeply uncomfortable.
Okay.
That break some of the most well-held taboos of our culture.
Uh-oh.
So, and we were on a date, and afterwards she was just like, I was like, well,
yeah. What'd you think?
Pretty good movie, huh? From the director of Cube. Do you like Cube?
Sometimes you let people in on the things you like, and they say, no, thank you. I want to be a part of this.
I thought it was going to be like a regular-ass horror movie.
Yeah.
And it is not. I mean, it is. It's scary. But it is also like, oh, like, what is sex?
Yeah.
That's weird.
It is weird.
It does get quite Cronenbergian and yucky.
I gotcha. I could see
that. Two thumbs up.
It looked pretty Cronenbergian, like yucky to me.
Five stars.
Five stars.
That's a great movie. But you know it is not. No. I can't. That's how you introduce
amazing. That's an amazing. You know, this movie reminded me of something I did this morning. I open up the toilet, and I took a giant fucking shit. Just the stinkiest turd I could.
And that reminded you of Imaginary from Blumhouse Studios?
Yeah. Yeah, something about it.
Tell me, be honest, how did you feel about this movie?
Man, from the get-go,
the trailer, I
was like, I don't know about this thing.
Yeah.
Looks pretty dumb.
Yeah.
And then the movie started and I was like,
yeah,
this is pretty dumb.
Yeah.
It instantly starts as dumb as possible. And I was very intrigued by that. I was like, maybe it'll turn around or something.
Or maybe it'll just be like a really fun, dumb movie.
Dumb movie. And
it's not especially fun.
It's pretty dumb, though.
It's quite dumb.
It's quite dumb.
But in very interesting ways. It's like one of those movies that it has a lot of ideas. Almost all of them are bad.
Yeah.
But it's not. It wasn't like a slog. Well, sometimes it was kind of a slog, but it wasn't miserable for me. Yeah. I was just like, okay, well, we're still going.
Yeah, it was like so deeply middle of the road.
Yes.
Just like to where it almost just could not even be on or something. Just like it's like it's just so bland, the whole thing.
Like they forgot to turn on the movie.
Yeah, exactly. No one pressed said action. They just were like rehearsing their line, you know.
Isn't it weird that there's a bear?
Hey, that's weird.
Spoiler alert. The bear isn't even there.
There is no bear.
There's no fucking bear. Okay, I'll tell you the plot.
Yeah, please tell us.
It's just this easy. Yeah. There's a lady.
Mm-hmm.
She writes children's books.
Yes, she does.
She's got a maybe sort of new husband.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And she has also inherited two kids from this marriage. Two little kids. Two little white kids. And as such, they're very annoying. Annoying little white kids. And she moves, man, it's such a bad idea. She moves back into the house that she grew up in.
Yes.
That she has almost completely blocked out of her memory.
Yeah.
Which is a bad sign. And always yet, a bad sign.
But yet is the happiest place she's ever been.
Yes, she has. She has only. It's weird because she has only the happy memories, but doesn't seem like she has specific memories. Just a general idea, like,
yeah,
I was happy then,
and a videotape that she watches.
And a videotape.
I must have been happy.
Look at me then. And so they move in, and things are weird.
Very.
The little girl whose name is like, I don't know, Chelsea or Danny or
something.
Let's call her little girl.
Little girl.
The little girl. What is the main character's name?
I don't know anyone's name in the movie. Shit. Alice? Alice.
Let's say Alice.
Yeah, Alice.
No, let's not say Alice. Let's say main lady, little girl, big girl,
yeah,
and husband.
And
that's all. Basically all the characters.
And crazy yeah. grandma.
Crazy grandma, who's not actually anyone's grandma.
Yeah, but she could be.
She doesn't have any kids.
Yeah.
Okay, so they're in the house, and something weird's going on in the house. This house is strange. Because the little girl has met an imaginary friend, a little bear named Chauncey Bear.
Chauncey.
And he's got a little velveteen vest with a little necktie.
Yes.
He's got eyes.
He does have eyes.
Terrifying eyes. He moves sometimes. And, you know, strange things are happening. Because Chauncey writes a little list for the little girl. And it says things like, find something that makes you happy. Find something that makes you smile. Which is the same. I'm making some of these up. And find something that really hurts you really, really yeah. bad. So bad. Look for a thing that you'll never recover from.
Yeah.
And that's the list. And she finds it, all those things.
Mm-hmm, she
tries to stab herself with a nail, but her loving stepmother.
Yes, black mom.
Her loving black mom.
Yeah.
She saves her.
Mm-hmm.
And she only gets minor injuries. But you know what happens next?
Oh, yeah.
They call in the brain doctor. The special kitty brain doctor. Mm-hmm. And the brain doctor is like, hey, what's going on? And the little girl is doing her own voice, but you know what? She's doing a little of somebody else's voice, and
yes.
his name is Chauncey Bear. And she's throwing her voice.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm a bear. Oh, yeah, it's me. Yeah, I'm a bear. And what we find out then, spoiler alert again, is that there is no fucking bear.
There's no bear. There's never been a bear.
You know who sees the bear? Black mom.
Black mom.
Little girl. Black mambo.
Black mom.
Little girl-o.
The bear.
And they're the only ones.
It only reveals himself to who it wants to be revealed to. Like the guy, the neighbor.
Oh, yes.
Itself to him.
But even him, he never shows up as a little baby bear.
Yes.
He only shows up with a towel covering him.
Yeah.
And also as a big monster bear,
big monster
a terrifying
bear.
Monster bear.
Yeah.
And then they go to like a Beetlejuice-esque Tim Burton kind of netherworld that is run by imaginary things
mm-hmm.
that you make with your own imagination, but also you have no control over.
Yes.
And it's also sort of like Hellraiser 2 where there's like 1,000 doors that they have to go through. They decide they're going to save the little girl because she's been taken to the place by an imaginary friend.
Yes, she did the ritual that.
Oh, yeah.
The list was really a ritual to get her in there.
You got to set fire to it.
Set fire, burn it, baby.
And then what happened after that?
Hey.
She. then they get her out. Or do they? And then. Then they get her out again, or do they?
Or do they?
Is that the last or do they?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think
and then that's it. The end.
Yeah. Then they
And then they're like, well,
We did it.
Thanks for coming.
Yeah.
Have a good night.
Bye-bye.
This has been Imaginary, a Blumhouse production. Have a great night. Please pick up your trash.
Yeah.
Don't just pour it on the floor like a jerk.
Why do people do that?
We know many people who do it, and we shame them. But, like, once there's 100 popcorns on the floor, if you don't have a broom, you can't really help.
This isn't a Logan's Roadhouse, folks. We're not pouring things on the floor.
This is Regal's Roadhouse.
Regal's Roadhouse.
And they're nice there, so just be nice to them.
Here's a question.
Yeah.
Peanuts or popcorn? Would you rather have peanuts? Write in if you'd rather have peanuts offered.
Tweet at us at Food Court Cast. Let us know which one you want.
Because I would pick popcorn, but I also love peanuts.
I really love peanuts. I like popcorn. I'm still, even at Belcourt, which has tiny little bags.
Yes.
I've never needed as much popcorn as they give you.
I've never needed it, but I've definitely consumed it. What they need is just tubes that hang down at every seat. You can just, and they just shoot it into your mouth.
Okay.
That'd be awesome.
Coke Zero with one,
yes.
Popcorn for the other.
Be cool.
This is a maybe too offensive question.
Oh.
It was said back in the old days that big boys and big girls drank a lot of Diet Coke.
Yeah.
Have they all switched to Coke Zero? I have switched to Coke Zero mostly.
Yeah.
But has everybody? Big girls, big boys,
right,
tweet
in
at us.
Yeah.
At Food Court Cast.
Do you like Coke Zero?
What diet sodas are you drinking these days? Let's get a convo going.
Let's get it going. Yes, sir.
Would you get something going for me?
Oh, I will. Oh, anytime.
Would you tell me your beef lamb gyro, the very best part of Imaginary?
My
starring
beef,
Blumhouse.
My Blumhouse beef. My beef house blum gyro is...
Beef House.
Beef House.
That's a great name for a movie. I'm going to name a movie Beef House.
It's like Roadhouse, but starring a cow or something. I don't know.
A
fighting cow.
Ooh, you have to fight the cow to eat it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
it's already opening
the
up.
The tagline is, got beef?
Wow.
Because, like, yeah.
Where's the beef?
Where's the beef? Got beef, where's the beef? We have a series of posters and all have beef.
Where's the beef? It's related. Right behind you. That's for the trailer, because then you can turn around and the cow will punch you.
We do like the Batman Begins bit. Ooh. Where are you? And then he turns around and the cow goes, here.
Who are you?
Who are you?
I'm Cowman.
I'm Cowman. Man, to be punched by a cow. Imagine that. So my beef lamb gyro of the movie.
We got there.
Imagine. That was utterly unbelievable. Really milked that joke. All right.
Could I have a... No. I'm not going to do it.
Not worth it.
Spot of tea? I was trying to...
It behooves us to
move on. I mean, don't kowtow? I don't really even know what kowtow means, but it's
something.
Isn't it like pandering? Tweet at us if you know what kowtow means.
Kowtow.
We're not the kind of people who look things up on the show.
Honestly, it's good to not look it up. You should be okay with not knowing, you know? Just go, I don't know.
Let your
disappear.
Brain work.
You need space for other things.
Oh.
Like your favorite part of the movie.
Mental pictures of titties. Oh, yeah.
I can see them now. When I close my eyes, I see them. Anyway, I've been working on that, though, in therapy. Doc, every time I close my eyes, I see them. They haunt me.
They're so huge.
They're shaking. They're jiggling.
They're like big fucking meat mountains. I'm scared of them.
I don't want to be smashed by the meat mountain.
What's the best part of this movie?
All right, we'll never get to it. Maybe we should not talk about it.
Never.
Let's never speak of it.
But we should.
We should. Okay. My beef lamb euro was in the trailer. So if you saw the trailer, you have seen my favorite part. I think it was maybe potentially the only good-ish bit of like potential something nearing horror.
Yeah.
And that was when the teen girl, she gets trapped in a room. Yes. Because, you know, the classic, she goes in a room alone, the door closes.
You can't get, when you're in the imaginary world, you can't get out of the door, or maybe you can.
Who knows? But if, what will happen is
what are
if
the rules?
One of those spinning light toys with the cutouts that fly around the walls.
Yeah.
Still think the best usage of that was in Sleepy Hollow. I don't know if you've ever seen it. That's a cool scene.
Of course.
Very creepy.
Speaking of Tim Burton.
Tim Burton, very Tim Burton. Oh, it's all coming together. The power of imagination. Sometimes it can make you almost steal something that was in another film.
You know, this is not my favorite thing, but I did like that there were cloud ceilings that had thunder in them.
Yeah, that was sweet.
Is that stolen from something else?
No, I think they came up with their own. Well, it's stolen from clouds. That's something clouds do. But okay, the lights are flying around the room. And all these shapes are the shape of a bear.
Yeah.
And it's changing colors.
That's not good.
And it's slowly flying towards a giant picture of Chauncey the bear. Huge,
beautiful
picture.
Poster.
Way too big, though.
Full length.
Full length.
More than length, yeah.
More. 16 times the size of the regular bear.
Yeah.
And she's like, if I don't cut this light off, that light is going to make that bear come to life. She knows it. She can intuit it.
We can tell. We don't know why, but it is one of the weird things about movies is that we know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
But we don't know why. Why would a light hitting that poster do anything? But we just know it will.
She's like, I just don't want to see that poster
in any more light.
So she runs over and she unplugs it right as the light hits it. But unfortunately, the bear has already turned into the evil monster bear. And I like that bit. I don't particularly find the bear scary at all, but the idea of like, oh, when that reaches that's going to be showtime.
Yes.
I like that. That was ooh.
It's not my favorite, but I do like the design of the bear. I don't find it that scary, but I think it's cool.
It's fun. Yeah. That's a tough thing. Cause like I love prosthetics and like costumes and stuff like that, but they just sometimes they aren't scary. It's just like, that looks cool.
Yes. It feels like so cartoony that it feels like it's out of a children's horror movie or something. I don't think that's what this was trying to be.
No, it was definitely playing with that idea, like kids and, you know, their fears, but it just didn't. Yeah, I didn't play as just a regular horror.
No. And but there's another little bit that's okay at the end of that scene because she's like, oh, I don't like the darkness. The darkness is worse than the light. So she takes the cover off of the light and she's trying to plug it in. She's like, oh, it's really hard to plug something in when you're not looking at it. And she's reaching for the plug and she gets it in and there's a little girl right next to her.
Very scary.
My favorite part. I got like 2.5 or 3 that I remembered. But my most favoriteest beef lamb euro, the very best part of Imaginary featuring Blumhouse.
Yes.
A Blumhouse picture written and directed by Blumhouse is this. They're in the door land.
Yes.
It has the black and white floor. Well, it's actually not black and white. It has the blue and black checkered floor that kind of wobbles a little. I mean, it doesn't actually wobble, but it's not. It's not very flat.
No, it's kind of like a M.C. Escher drawing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And when the old woman gets there, the old woman has been strange the whole time.
Yeah, she's weird.
She's one of those ladies who's introduced as a weirdo looking at teens.
Yeah.
She's like looking in the window of a little teen girl like, oh, yeah. And then when they meet her, you know what? She's actually pretty nice.
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, I'm actually a writer. Not about, like, not about anything specific, especially not pertaining to your story.
No.
And then later we find out that, in fact, she is a writer writing about something pertaining to their story.
And she knows every element.
Yes, she knows everything about imaginary friends.
Yes.
But when they get to the imaginary world, she closes the door.
Uh-oh.
Because she wants to be there.
Yeah.
She spent years and years of her life studying imaginary friends. And she believes that this is a beautiful imaginary world where you can make your own world. You can make it whatever you want to be. And she's like, yes, we're here. We can make our dreams come true and this kind of shit. And then a door opens and the bear grabs her. Yeah. And pulls her in and it's good. It just smashes her a little bit and then she gets pulled away. It's good.
I loved it. I almost wish we had seen more of her being thrashed. It was
absolutely
good. It was a good moment.
Another thing, part two of things I liked. Another bit that I feel like is stolen from something else, but I don't know what.
Yes.
I feel like it's from some 70s movie that I've seen. But there, the aforementioned Chauncey covered in a towel bit.
Yes, yes.
There's the next door boy. Who is in it for two scenes and seems like he will be a part of the movie, but then isn't.
Isn't at all.
It's very weird. Very weird. He has taken Molly, which we find out is actually allergy medicine?
Yeah.
Is that?
Yeah.
And he has somehow... did he convince himself it was Molly?
I don't know. It was very odd.
Did he placebo affect himself?
That's what it seemed like, because he was acting weird, but...
into being high? Or, furthermore, was he pretending to be high to impress her?
Yeah.
To be like, oh, yeah, I'm so high. And then when he started to see weird things, he began to believe, perhaps I am high.
Something's going on.
Once you see a bear underneath a towel,
yes.
You're like... it's pretty fucking weird. But
this is weird.
He's in the hallway. There's a little stuffed bear underneath the towel, and it's got a pull chain, and it plays some kind of song. It's like right on the edge of being memorable and creepy, but it isn't exactly memorable or creepy.
Yeah.
And he steps on the pull chain, and it starts to go towards him. Is that how it happens? There's like a few bits leading up to it. But the good bit is it starts to go towards him quite fast.
Yeah.
And then it sort of goes out of sight of the camera and comes up as the big scary
bit.
It's just like, rawr!
Yeah, it's and a crazy moment.
It is. I feel like it is stolen. Hey, tweet at us if you know where that bit is stolen from. But still... I mean, steal a good bit.
You gotta steal a good bit.
It's still a good bit. Are there other things I liked? Wait. Is there anything else you
like,
man?
I did like that bit. I thought that was good. I thought all of the nice, like, there's just some figure in the background.
Yes.
Was well done for the most part. I thought it was going to look different than it did when they showed it. Like, it didn't look like what I kept seeing in the background. And I was like, oh, fuck.
That was... I feel like we're already transitioning into bad things. And it's difficult for me to think of good things. So let's make that transition.
Yeah, let's just do it.
The worst part of this movie, the low man, for me, was a phrase that Joe Bob Briggs, one of my favorite movie reviewers, uses. That is, the plot gets in the way of the story.
Yes, yeah.
There's just, like, too much shit.
Way too much.
And, one of the things is that there's, for some reason, a Spider-Man in there.
Yeah.
That is not the main villain.
Yeah, not at all.
But has been, like, our main character has been writing books about this Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And he shows up at the end and isn't really scary at all.
No, he's the first shot you see.
Yes.
And it's just like, wait, what?
Why is there a Spider-Man in this movie about... And now it isn't Spider-Man from the films and comic books Spider-Man starring Tobey Maguire or your other guys.
Yeah, it's another.
Like a spider monster man.
Man.
And there's other shit like that where, okay, so she's thinking back about her past.
Mm.
And at some point she realizes that her dad, who had some mental problems and like sort of ruined her childhood, actually had gone into the netherworld to try to save her from the Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And he had looked into the Spider-Man's eyes. And the Spider-Man had rearranged his brain or some shit.
Something. He saw the memories of 1,000 children.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah. And it was like, well, okay. And there's a husband who doesn't figure in after the first 15 minutes or something.
Yeah, he goes on. This is the classic husband. Every horror movie, the husband's just like, see ya.
Yeah.
I'm leaving.
But it definitely doesn't need to be a movie that's an hour and 44 minutes, because there's so much shit like that where it's like, well, he doesn't come back at the end. I mean, I guess maybe he does in the fake world, but yeah. He doesn't need to be in the movie.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's got way too many bracelets. He's one of those guys who's got like five. There's one scene that's just ridiculous because he's getting ready for bed. And he takes out, I think he literally takes off five bracelets and three necklaces.
Yeah, his wife's like helping him take off this insane necklace. This
is fucking stupid.
It's like King Baby, like over the top jewelry. Just like, oh, stop.
Just ridiculous shit.
Please.
What are the others? There's just like so many the lady next door.
Yes, oh my goodness.
It's like another thing where it's like, I mean, she's fine, and I liked one of the moments where she gets killed, but it's also like, why do we need that thing as another twist?
It's too many things.
Yeah, it's just too many ideas, but not any of them help.
No, none of them are very compelling or interesting. No. It's just like, okay.
The general idea, there's an imaginary friend and it's scary and it makes you hurt yourself, is kind of fun.
Yeah, it's like, okay, that's interesting.
And it turns into a big monster. That's good.
Yeah, we love big monsters.
Yeah.
I think a much more successful version was Boogeyman. This had kind of like...
Yeah.
Cheaper, not as good Boogeyman vibe.
Very similar to Boogeyman, yeah.
And I was like, I think I preferred that one. Even the way they beat it, like just setting it on fire. Like,
yes.
It's very similar. And that one had just the dad, and it worked fine. I think,
Set
the dude out. We don't need him in the movie. I don't really get why he was there. It just was a lot. And they had the mom, the little girl's mom who had like...
Oh,
a mental disorder, and then she like shows up and she's actually there. That was just like, what's going on?
I totally forgot about that plot line.
Yeah, I was texting my mom who's in the the asylum. How? It made no sense. I was like, what?
Yeah, she's got her own phone in there. They let her have a phone. They let her have knives.
Just showed up.
Yeah, they don't care.
What? Very odd.
Then she shows up at the end in the dream world.
Very bad. My low main of the whole movie was just, I have to say, and I feel bad because she seems sweet, but the old lady... Just her whole purpose was just to keep doing exposition at every moment. It was like, why are you doing? Like, she would just a paragraph every time she talked about, well, they're called this. Imaginary friends are actually this mythical thing that did this. And I know everything that happened at all times, and I can explain everything.
Vietnam, they call them the tattoo.
Yeah.
And in Eastern Europe, they call them the bagawaga. And these are the, who the fuck cares? We know what an imaginary friend is.
Exactly. And she, even when her turn didn't quite work because she didn't really pull it off.
No.
She didn't seem crazy or evil. She seemed just like the same sweet lady, like, well, because anything can happen here. And then she did this like eagle eye camera of her, like with her arms up, like, we can do anything. And I was like, this is the dumbest thing I've ever seen. It was so stupid.
It's very, very weird.
Very bad choice. I don't know. The lady next to me, every time that the grandma had exposition, she just started laughing. She couldn't believe it. I was like, this is so insane. Every time she talks, she's like fucking reading off some script, literally.
Yeah. So, oh, this reminds me of chapter 17 of my book, Little Kids with Imaginary Friends, Part 7. Oh, well, there. Yeah, it really is stupid.
Yeah, I don't. Now, I didn't. Yeah.
One of the main obvious things that is not very good about it is that it is not scary.
Yeah, in any way. It's just like, all right.
Really never. Yeah. Even the. There's like the opening moment where, like, which is fine. All movies have to have like an in medias res, like someone is running from something thing.
Which
is fine. Whatever. You know, you have to start a horror movie fast, especially if it's kind of a slow burn, which this one is. Very slow burn. I mean, it's like the last 15 minutes before anything monster happens, right?
Yeah, I think so. Like,
I mean, who knows? But so they have the opening, and it's like one of those things where they're going around the halls of a house, mm-hmm. and then they end up on this door, and then the door flies open, and you're supposed to be like, ah! But it just is. It like never gets you.
No, especially because immediately you see this kind of dumb looking Spider-Man. And you're like, well, this isn't. What, like, the idea of not showing the thing is so important, and then when you show it, like, it needs to be alarming, not just like, oh, that just looks like kind of a dumb suit.
Yes.
I don't know.
Yeah, and especially, it's like, have you seen The Gate?
The Gate, who's in that again?
It's like a young, Stephen Dourif.
Stephen Dourif. It sounds familiar.
Dorf? Basically, it's like a 80s kind of intro to horror movie. It's like kids are the main characters. It's scary, but it's not like especially bloody. It's just kind of scary things happen.
Okay, I don't know.
It's sort of like an even more. It's like if Poltergeist was even more for kids. Like Poltergeist has some gross parts that make it not for kids anymore. Mm-hmm. But it has that kind of like sort of family friendly, but sort of scary thing.
Okay, gotcha.
And sometimes this feels like it's trying to do it. Like the sort of Amblin kind of scary, kind of fun kind of thing. But it just isn't really fun and it isn't really scary.
No.
And if it was somehow more fun, maybe those creatures would work better.
Yeah.
But they don't fit in what is supposed to be, I think, an actual scary movie.
Exactly, yeah, it really doesn't. It doesn't quite work.
No.
I gotta say, and I just completely disagree with the choice of starting the movie completely showing something, because it's just like...
No.
It's like, well, that doesn't look good, so I know the whole movie, I'm just gonna be like, oh, it's just that thing. That's like the bear. I'm like, okay, it looks cool, but like, it isn't scaring me at all. It's like the fucking Crooked Man or something in... Conjuring 2, it's like, it's not really...
Yeah.
That's all there is. That's why I was glad the nun thing at least showed up, because it was like, well, that's a bit more scary looking at least than the...
The nun is scary as hell.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I just didn't think that was a good choice at all. I was like, no. I don't know.
And especially, it's like another one of those things where it's like, okay, there's two monsters in this?
Yeah, wait a minute. What?
And one monster is in it at the very beginning, but isn't the main monster.
Yeah.
But at the end is the main monster because it can steal your thoughts or something. It's just like,
it's like
what
so
the
bizarre.
What and is then this shit?
The reveal of the thing is still not any. It's just like a dude with a mask, like a face with no mouth and glowing eyes.
Yeah,
movie,
it looks
movie
like
the eyes.
It sort of looks like the Henrietta monster from Evil Dead 2.
When
the neck gets really long and he's got sort of, it almost, I don't know, it just looks like nothing really.
Yeah, it looks like nothing. Nondescript it would be. Yeah, didn't do it.
What else sucked about this movie? Wait, there's something else.
Oh my God, there's some lines that are atrocious.
Lay them on me.
My favorite horrible line is after the doctor has met with the little girl and she's kind of freaking out and because she sees it, the little girl turns and is crying and the voice is still coming out of like,
that's good.
I'm gonna
that
kill
really
you.
Is kind of an okay bit when
daughters.
Yeah. It's like that is it was like, oh, okay. It almost had Conjuring 2 vibes again with like where she gets possessed. Yeah, not as fun or creepy.
No.
But then the lady goes out to the mom and she goes, does your daughter has she been learning any new hobbies like ventriloquism? You can't say that.
No.
Because that's like a joke. Like, if someone was watching that scene, they would be like, oh, yeah, what if she ran out and said, oh, does she know ventriloquism?
Hey, where's your little daughter's puppet?
Yeah. I was just, I couldn't believe it.
It was rough.
And then she, like, hands the mom a thing, and she's like, this expert can help you. And that never has anything to do with the movie.
Wait, is there an expert?
Yeah, she's like, my friend, he can help you on this. And then she takes it, and that just disappears. And I was like, what?
They don't go to an expert, do they?
No, they don't. That's not in the movie. I was like, why did she?
I forgot all about that.
Yeah, it was really weird. It was a short thing, but I was like, what?
That's bad.
Yeah.
That's and another indication that they've just put too much shit.
Yeah,
that,
exactly.
Like, there's undiscovered shit that they haven't even remembered to put in the movie.
Exactly.
I mean, thank God they didn't.
No, because you can't have an expert and then go to another. Like, I'm going to keep going to more doctors.
Yes.
Too much.
It's too much.
Anyway, just goofy. The husband in general.
Oh,
what was going on there?
Oh, I'm sort of, I'm maybe Australian or some shit. And he's got a fucking, it's really bad. Like, his styling is just it's like sort of like he's in like maybe like a Sublime cover band.
Yeah.
Because it's sort of ska vibes, but sort of punk vibe. I don't know.
And she's like
got a fedora,
modern day Disney princess clothes or something. It's very weird. It's like,
yeah,
these outfits.
Everybody in it also has like a strange energy. Like, her energy is very weird.
I
said this to you before the podcast, but she has, her eyes are weird.
Yeah,
they're not like, she's a very beautiful woman. Yeah, and I don't know. I truly don't know if anyone is a good actor in the movie, because he can hardly tell in a movie that kind of sucks. But she seems like she's at least trying.
Yeah, she tried.
Which is, you know, I guess maybe all you can hope for from people. But she's not really likable.
I didn't find anyone likable.
Yeah.
So even when the little girl's in trouble, I was just like, okay.
Yeah, she's fucking annoying.
Who cares?
Yeah. Yeah, go ahead and get her.
Go ahead, yeah.
That's fine. Go ahead and get her.
Yeah, she's not great.
Yeah, and there's so many times, like, when a bit might work better if you cared.
Yeah.
There's another bit that's pretty okay where the mommy goes into the room and she's talking to the daughter and she's like, you know, I'm so sorry. I know that sometimes you get mad and you try to, like, I've tried to knock things over or tear things down before. Yeah. And it really, you know, I get it. You know, sometimes you get mad. And then she, like, hears the daughter out in the yard just playing.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, that's a pretty good bit, but it somehow doesn't work anyway.
No, we needed something. I keep going back to The Conjuring, but like, I'm thinking of the Conjuring scene where the mom's looking outside. I think she's seeing her kids or something.
Yeah.
And then like, there's like a sudden reveal where she like looks up and the horrible thing's there and like,
yes,
puts the shit in her mouth, you know, like freaky moment where this was just like, oh, there's just a bear. And it wasn't scary. It's just like, all right.
And they never do the thing that James Wan and Lee Wan will do so well, where it's like, there's an extra step.
Yeah, exactly.
It is always the thing you expect it to be. Furthermore, the thing you expect to be isn't particularly scary.
Yeah.
Like, it's oh, okay, right, there's that big monster bear. It's not really scary. Yeah. Or there's just a stuffed bear.
Yeah.
Well, that's not very scary.
It's like,
all right. I don't care if it did move. It's a tiny stuffed bear. I'm not afraid of it.
Yeah, the bear, all the bear bits are just kind of goofy. Like, the bear's face changing, like the angry stuffed bear. It's just like, this is goofy. It should have been a comedy. Like, they could have turned this into a comedy horror movie.
Yes. Turn it into a horror comedy. Turn it into a something something.
Yeah.
Because whatever it is by itself is not doing it.
No, really, really not.
Is there anything else that's bad about this?
I mean, I'm trying to think. Yeah, it just silliness.
Too much shit.
It did, like, even... I've never been a fan of, like, horror movies turning into action adventures, unless they're comedy horror. Like, I think that's the only time it works, because then it just falls apart. Like, it just doesn't quite work anymore. And, like...
Very tough to pull off.
The horror of it becomes as absurd. You're like, okay, yeah, this is dumb. And that's how it feels. Once I go to that, like, magical world, I was like, this just feels kind of dumb now.
Yeah.
And it kind of links itself, because I guess they're also Blumhouse, but, like, Like, I like the first Insidious, but the end is where I get... That's where I'm like, it's getting a little goofy. And all of them do that.
Yeah.
But this feels very in that realm, like, of, like, they even go to a place with a bunch of doors. And there's a...
Yeah.
Now there's a blue door instead of a red door. Like, mm-hmm. It just is like, this feels very, like, very even worse Insidious. Even of the worst Insidious movies.
At least the further in the Insidious movies... has some atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
It's like it's just like blue and underlit.
Yeah.
And so you can't really see anything, but what you do see isn't particularly exciting.
Yeah.
Like, so you're like squinting a little bit, being like, wait, are they standing? Are they sitting? Are they in a room? It's so dark, I can't tell.
I don't know what's going
on. And what about an... There should have been at some point a moment where the imaginary world didn't look scary.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want that that reveal of the old lady to really, really work.
Yeah.
Have it look sort of like a nice place.
Yeah, it's like, this is our dream world.
She got pulled into this land. Maybe we were wrong. We thought that this was scary, but it isn't. Rawr!
But
instead it's like, this is scary. Rawr! I go, okay,
this is scary, bro. Yeah.
You already told me it was.
And then the bit with, like, the little girl, or they find her in the apartment, and the old mom comes back. It's just this is so dumb at this point.
They start building a door?
That was out of control. I was like, they didn't know what the fuck they were.
No.
Like, I don't know, just go do something.
Doesn't she build a door on the floor and fall through the floor?
Yeah, it's very weird.
I'm done. I don't want to.
Yeah, it's so bad.
I don't want to talk about this movie anymore.
Even the, like, them using the teddy bear eyes, it just looks stupid. I was like,
that's another bit that they really try to make work is the mommy.
Yeah.
She wakes up from her horrible nightmare. But you know what? She's still in the nightmare. And all of her family and friends have teddy bear eyes, which is like a little weird, but they look more like aliens than anything scary.
Yeah, it just doesn't quite like I feel like Coraline pulled it off better. Like,
button
eyes that looks a little more creepy and you instantly know what it is. You're kind of you're like, what are these? Like, aliens, spiders?
It took me a second before I was like, OK, they got black eyes. Are they? Are they spiders?
Yeah, I was very confused.
They're the bear.
They're the bear.
For some reason.
Yeah, for some
reason. Even when you get it, you don't get it.
Yeah, like, all right.
I'm like, why do they only have eyes?
Why don't they have little bear hands?
I mean, if it would simultaneously be worse and better if they had little vests and shit.
Yeah.
Like, it'd be so much worse, but at least it'd be like, well, this is kind of funny.
Every time they have to talk, they have to pull the string from the back. And you know, the thing about it is...
Stuff like that would be fine.
Yeah.
Well, it's not very good.
Yeah, I wouldn't see it.
You get 10 friends together... Actually,
go see
if you
Dune
get any
too.
More than... four friends together and no one else is in the theater and you can talk shit a bit, you might have fun.
Yeah.
Otherwise, Otherwise, watch one of these, because we're going to talk about something important to us.
Yes.
This is Panda Express presents Express Yourself About the Movies You Watched This Week. Ding, ding, ding. Play that theme.
Ding, 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 ding. Dun, 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 dun.
Did you watch anything, Mr. Mamps?
I did. I did not realize this, but on my the TV in the living room,
okay,
the Criterion channel is logged into.
Whoa.
And so me and my roommate, we watched a little film called Clock Watchers. It is an indie predecessor to Office Space, is how they described it. Starring Toni Collette, Parker Posey, that one lady from Friends, I don't remember her name, with the blonde hair.
Okay.
And
Lisa Kudrow
and some other ladies. I don't
Sounds
remember
great.
Them. But it was good. I liked it a lot. It was like very, very much like a 90s indie film and very low budget, but I thought it was really good.
That sounds lovely.
I love Parker Posey. I think Parker Posey's underutilized.
Parker Posey's great.
She's great.
Certainly one of the great performances of last year when she shows up in Beau's Afraid.
Yes, I think so.
And then turns into a statue? Does that what happens? Who knows? She's, I don't know.
Who knows what was going on there?
I don't know what happened in that movie. But the difference between that and Imaginary is that I don't know what happened, but I liked it.
Yeah, I was like, this is at least interesting and bizarre.
Yeah.
And quite actually, I find that movie scarier than this movie.
Much scarier.
Yeah.
Yeah. That movie's fucked. I watched two whole movies.
Ooh, dang.
One by request.
Okay.
I kind of wanted to see it, but then I was sort of forced into it by one of our listeners. I watched Driveway Dolls.
Oh, yes, yes.
Which I had heard from everyone was a piece of shit. And maybe I'm just an idiot, but I enjoyed it.
Okay, there you go.
What it looked like from the trailer was Raising Arizona, but lesbians.
Yeah.
And it kind of felt like that to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like it started out kind of weak, but I think got better. And I thought some of the jokes were funny.
Yeah.
I thought I liked the characters and I liked a lot of the reveals, which I won't talk about.
Okay, okay.
But I just thought there were some, like, the stakes were very funny and interesting and weird.
Mm-hmm.
The cameos by different people showing up were fun.
Mm-hmm.
I just enjoyed it.
I love it.
Very strange to say.
Hey.
Because everybody hated it, but... I mean, it was, for me, it was, like, better than Hail Caesar, you know? That's it. I mean, I definitely enjoyed it more than Macbeth, but also Macbeth was, you know, probably a better movie. But,
I thought Macbeth was well made. You know, it's one of those ones I'm probably not going to throw on.
You're not going to throw on anything, though, Michael.
Yeah, I really am not.
We've learned
Unless
that about
I
you.
Absolutely loved it.
Yeah.
The likelihood of me just cutting it on is...
Like Scooby-Doo 2.
Scooby-Doo 2. And I don't even cut that on.
No? That's your favorite movie.
I think, you know, looking back, I think Scooby-Doo 1's better.
It's true.
It is true.
You know what else I watched, Michael?
No.
Death Spa.
Whoa. What is that?
It's a movie called Death Spa. And this is what happens.
I love it.
There's a futuristic spa.
Oh, God.
It actually isn't a spa. It's like a place where you work out. Is that a spa? Okay. There's a futuristic gym/spa, and it gets struck by lightning.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what happens?
Mm-hmm.
Some weird things start happening.
Okay, okay.
People start to get mauled and burned and crushed by various equipment.
Whoa.
Inside of the gym/spa.
Oh, damn.
And other stuff happens. And I will say this is sort of the polar opposite of... No, it isn't the polar opposite. It's just a different movie.
Yeah.
It is I think I said, now this isn't my phrase, but I think it's, I said it's not good, but it is great.
Yeah. Interesting.
It's like, there's so much crazy shit that happens. There's one moment where a woman is looking into a mirror. Whoa. And it starts like sort of vibrating and waving. Like you see her reflection and it's moving. And then it explodes.
Oh my goodness.
And rips her goddamn head off.
Holy crap.
And like they show and it's just has splattered everywhere. Like the top half of her body has been just destroyed by a mirror.
That's wild.
Just shit like that that absolutely kicks ass.
That sounds crazy.
And one of those movies that is like strangely good looking.
Yeah.
Like there's lots of scenes that just sort of inexplicably look really good. So there's this lady in a wheelchair who burns herself alive.
Whoa.
In front of a sunset.
Oh my God.
It's like, oh, that looks really cool. And just a lot of different stuff like that where it's like, well, this looks way better than this really a shitty movie.
Yeah.
Should look. That's another bad thing about Imaginaries. It didn't look. It never looks like it. Never once was I like, oh, this looks good. It just always looked sort of,
I think it's so funny because I think the most artful shot was in the little like handheld camera that her dad had. There's like a silhouetted with like the sun coming through.
Yeah.
And they're like holding the little girl up. And I was like, one, who would have shot this like this?
Yeah.
This camcorder. And I was like, yeah, it looked better than the rest of the movie.
Her dad just wanted to be the next, you know, Spike Lee.
He could have been.
So he just like, oh, I got to get, he wanted to be the next Terrence Malick, if we're being honest. So we got to point him right at the sun.
If only he hadn't have seen the dreams of a thousand children.
I hate when that happens.
I hate it, man.
I'm just trying to bring up my daughter. I'm here. Wait, what happens to the wife or the main character's mother?
She goes back to the hospital and they never bring her up again.
No. The mom, like the black mom's mom.
Oh, yeah. I think they don't really talk about it. Like, she's just gone. I'm guessing the bear killed her. I don't know.
I don't fucking know. But he's just in a regular rest home, right?
Yeah, I think.
I guess if you murder someone, then like 30 years later, you're probably out, right?
I guess. Why
am I talking about this movie anymore? I keep talking about it, but I don't want to.
Well, it always links back because you talk about something that's nice a little bit better, and you go,
oh, I had a great time. That reminds me of when I didn't have a good time. Watching Imaginary in theaters now. If you're listening, and you probably are, if you aren't, you can't hear this, so it doesn't even matter.
It doesn't matter.
Tweet at us, at FoodCourtCast. And tell us what you want us to watch.
Please.
We've had a few requests. We had a request for Airplane, which I'll definitely do as a panda soon.
Oh, wow.
We had a request for some movie, The Balloons of Lingolin. I don't even know what this movie is, but I'll watch it at some point.
Interesting.
And if there's any other like in-theater films that you want us to watch,
yes,
let us know, because there's not much happening right now.
No.
We did Dune 2. And it's looking pretty rough for the next 6 or 8 months.
Yeah, I keep getting advertised Problemista, so maybe
what
I should.
What the fuck is Problemista?
With Tilda Swinton and some dude.
They were showing that trailer like 2 years ago.
I know.
Are they finally putting that out?
Yeah, I think they're doing like limited release, and then it's going to be everywhere.
They've been showing me the trailer for one of the worst ideas of the year. Sydney Sweeney is a nun.
Oh, yeah.
Just like, oh, let's completely cover up this hot babe.
Yeah. Why do they keep doing
it? She's just a beautiful babe.
She's so
sexy. What if we show only this much of her goddamn face? What the fuck?
I know. Can you imagine?
God damn it.
Let God's glory show. Let it shine.
God wouldn't have made her beautiful if he didn't want us to look at her.
Exactly.
That's even Catholic God knows that. He's like, well, yeah, sure, you're going to go to hell, but you're going to have to look at it. You're going to suffer for eternity, unless you marry her.
Yeah, there you go.
And then you can, like, beat her to death or whatever you want to, because that's what I say, for I am the Lord.
Yeah, whatever you want.
So saith the Lord. If you marry her, you can beat her to death. So saith the Lord. Happy Sunday. Enjoy
Happy
the game.
Sunday, yeah.
But tweet at Mampy. Do you have any final words before I really take them out?
I think we're ready to be guided on home.
Tweet at us at FoodCourtCast. Head over to your favorite podcast app and give us 5 stars. Write us a review. Reshare us. Retweet us.
Subscribe.
Reblog us.
Do it all.
Put us in your stories. Tell a friend in real life.
When you see a clip, if you like it, you go bloop, and then just go ahead and do the extra step. Hit that little thing, go share, write a little blurb.
Is it a paper airplane? And
yeah,
if so, why is it a paper airplane?
No clue.
Okay.
<Couldn't> tell you.
Tweet at us, why is it a paper airplane? I've never thrown a video in a paper airplane to someone in my entire life, or even a picture.
Never. I mean, to be fair, I have no idea. I don't know what I would do for a share. Maybe a hand. There you go.
Just two hands like this.
Want to look at it?
Hey, the geniuses at Meta.
Yes.
Thank you so much for everything you do. Thank you for, I'm guessing you somehow helped Israel.
Somehow.
You're definitely, there's no way you aren't letting them, like, use your secret computers to get into Palestinian social media so that you can blow them up or whatever. Evil. And I want to thank you for that, man. Great, great job. You guys are doing great evil stuff.
Evil. You're so evil. It's amazing.
Great job. Thank you. Thank you so much for watching if you're watching. And thank you so much for listening if you're listening. On behalf of Mampy Hikes, I am Sean Parrott saying to you and yours, bon appetit.